This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
An expert says this is serious. This was a global outage, he says. Some popular websites went offline after what appears to have been a problem at the cloud service company called Fastly. Here's our Julie Walker.
Dozens of high-traffic websites, including the New York Times, CNN, Twitch, Reddit, and even the UK government's homepage, could not be reached. San Francisco-based Fastly acknowledged the problem this morning and said in repeated updates on its website it was continuing to investigate the issue. And then an hour later, the company said the issue had been identified and a fix had been applied, but customers may experience increased origin load as global services return. Fastly provides vital behind-the-scenes cloud computing services to many of the web's high-profile sites.
A lot of mistakes were made before the attack on the U.S. Capitol building in January. That's the conclusion of a bipartisan Senate investigation, which points fingers at government, military, and law enforcement. The report cites widespread failures from multiple agencies that did not predict the attack, even though insurrectionists were openly planning it on the internet. Among the recommendations, a consolidated intelligence unit within the Capitol Police. We've got an update for you now on how the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan is going. Here's our Mike Hempen.
Officials say the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan is more than 50% complete. Much of it so far has involved removing or disposing of equipment, aircraft, and other war materials. The troops who are needed to secure and execute the withdrawal will be among the last to leave.
The CEO of Colonial Pipeline testifies this morning before a Senate committee. He'll explain why his company paid millions to hackers after a ransomware attack that forced a fuel pipeline to shut down. This is AP News. There's more tragic news from Pakistan this morning after two trains crashed into each other recently.
Officials say the death toll from a horrific collision of two trains in southern Pakistan has risen to 63 after rescuers pulled 12 more bodies from crumpled cars a day after the crash. Pakistan Railways says train tracks will be cleared and fixed for traffic to resume. Monday's crash set off a desperate effort to search the crumpled cars for survivors and the dead. An express train barreled into another that had derailed before dawn on Monday. More than 100 other people were injured. Cries for help pierced the night as passengers climbed out of overturned or crushed rail cars. It's unclear exactly what caused the derailment. I'm Zeria Shakili.
Bruce Springsteen will return to Broadway June 26th for a limited run of his show called What Else? Springsteen on Broadway. You'll have to be fully vaccinated to attend. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.